We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Your future self will thank you. Go to kachava.com and use code SHAKE for 15% off your next order. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code SHAKE for 15% off.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So if you're building anything, really, or creating, or even just using stuff online right now, you've probably run into this sort of hidden wall. I mean, the internet, for all its global reach, it just doesn't have a built-in way to handle money smoothly.
Right. It's kind of amazing when you think about it.
Yeah. Like, we've got AI agents trying to talk to APIs everywhere, machines needing to pay other machines for, like, tiny fractions of a second of processing time, and, you know, creators are often stuck with these awkward subscription models because charging, say, 5 cents for one article, it's basically impossible with current credit cards.
Yeah.
That gap, it's really holding back what people are calling the machine economy.
It is. That friction is immense.
So today we're going to dig into something called the Buy402 protocol. It's a pretty elegant, maybe surprising solution aiming to be that missing payment layer for the internet's future. We're talking real-time, super low-friction payments between apps, APIs, AI agents, and, yeah, humans too. Okay, let's try and unpack this approach. It's unusual.
That's the plan. We're really going to try and cut through some of the market noise here, understand the core mechanics of Buy402, look for those really crucial early signs of adoption, and then analyze the market narrative. Because there's a very aggressive narrative driving, well, hundreds of millions of dollars into this ecosystem already.
Wow. Okay.
And just for context, this started out as an open standard protocol. Coinbase developed it through their developer platform. And, you know, when we look at these big infrastructure shifts in Web3, where something comes from often matters almost as much as the tech itself, having Coinbase push this standard, well, that's a big signal. It suggests it's maybe more than just a concept on paper.
Right. That name carries weight. And here's where it gets kind of cool, because sure, the whole thing is built on this, like, piece of internet archaeology. It actually revives the HTTP status code 402.
The forgotten code.
Exactly. We all know 404 not found or 500 server error, right? But 402, it was always officially set aside for payment required, but nobody ever actually used it. Browsers, servers, they just ignored it. It was basically a placeholder for decades.
Just waiting.
Yeah. And Buy402 takes that unused code and actually makes it work, turns it into a functional web-native payment signal.
And what's really neat there is how it merges existing web standards with this new settlement tech. So when a client, could be you, could be a bot, ask for something that costs money. Instead of just an error, the server sends back that 402 code.
Okay.
But the response isn't just pay up. It actually carries a specific payment intent. It spells exactly how much, usually in a stablecoin like USDC is probably the main one right now. Then the client, using a linked wallet, pays that amount, and boom, access granted instantly.
Yeah.
It effectively sticks the payment right into the normal back and forth of the web.
That does sound technically neat. But, okay, let me just push back a bit. We do have ways to pay online. There are payment APIs, Stripe, PayPal. Why drag blockchain and stablecoins into this? Why revive this old error code? Is that crypto part really essential?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the answer really comes down to speed and cost, especially for micropayments, tiny amounts.
Okay.
Your traditional systems, they're built for, you know, bigger transactions. They have all this regulatory overhead, processing fees.
Yeah.
Makes anything less than, say, a dollar basically pointless. It costs too much to collect it.
Right. The fees eat it up.
Exactly. So by combining that HTTP native signal with blockchain for settlement, you get two key things. One, basically zero friction for super small amounts, like fractions of a cent. That's absolutely vital for machines paying machines. And two, you get instant cross-border settlement without needing a middleman taking their 3% cut, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's what suddenly makes charging based on actual real-time usage possible.
Ah, okay. So it's not just integrating payments, it's enabling a type of payment that was basically impossible before because of the cost structure. That clicks.
Precisely. And that idea runs through the whole design. Like, it's chain agnostic. It's meant to work across different blockchains, different environments, not be locked into just one. And crucially, like our sources really stress, it is built for the machine. M2M, AI agents that need to kind of negotiate and pay for data or compute power all by themselves without a human clicking approve.
That machine-ready angle, that takes us straight to adoption signals, because things seem to be moving fast here. Coinbase officially launched this, May 2025, but we're already seeing big infrastructure names looking at it.
Yeah, the timeline is quite compressed.
I was genuinely surprised to see Cloudflare pop up in the source material. They actually blogged about setting up a deferred payment system using Buy402. I mean, when a huge CDN, a company that handles a massive slice of all web traffic, starts playing with the new payment standard, you kind of have to pay attention, right?
Absolutely. That Cloudflare signal might be the most important early sign we have.
Yeah.
Because it points directly to this potential shift away from subscriptions.
Ah, the subscription model.
Yes, subscriptions are, let's be honest, a bit clumsy. They work, but they're not granular. Cloudflare, or really any big service provider, is basically signaling they want to move towards charging for actual usage in real time. You pay for exactly what you consume
right
when you consume it.
So instead of me as a small developer paying Cloudflare like $20 a month for a plan I hardly touch,
right,
I might pay, you know, a fraction of a cent for each request settled immediately in USDC.
That's the idea. And you can see how that branches out across the web. APIs are the obvious first step, charging per call instead of these monthly tiers. But think about premium content online.
Yeah.
No more signing up for a whole month just to read one article. You just click, pay your 5 cents or whatever it is for that one piece of content instantly. But the really sort of paradigm-shifting use case is this agent economy. Picture autonomous AI agents, right? Running on different models, needing to work together. Maybe one agent needs specific weather data from another agent, and that agent needs compute power from some decentralized cloud service. Buy402 could be the common language for those machines to pay each other automatically without needing to trust each other beforehand.
Okay, that vision AIs paying other AIs, that definitely seems to be fueling a lot of the excitement.
Yeah.
So let's look at the market numbers. Are they backing up this futuristic story? Because some of these figures are pretty eye-popping.
They really are.
Our sources are showing that as of late October 2025, the growth indicators are, well, they're explosive. The total market cap for tokens just in the Buy402 ecosystem, it's already shot past $800 million.
Yeah, $800 million.
And we saw some specific tokens within that ecosystem jump over 360% in just one day.
Yeah, and that kind of market movement, it gets validated when you look at the on-chain activity.
Right.
That's the key difference between just pure hype and actual momentum, right? Okay. Transaction volume surged 701% in just 7 days. That was over 163,000 transactions. And the total dollar value being moved, that jumped, wait for it, 8,218%.
Wow, okay, 8,000%. Those kinds of numbers, they definitely tell you capital was flowing into this narrative fast.
It screams rotation.
And I also saw the source mention PING, that first ecosystem token, where users could pay one USDC and get 5,000 PING. That kind of perfectly captures the speculative draw, doesn't it? Getting in on the ground floor of what might be a new foundational layer.
Exactly. So if you're looking at this from a market perspective, what are the big narratives traders are following? There seem to be three main ones. First is this infrastructure breakout idea. Because Buy402 is being framed as the fundamental payments layer for Web3, the bet is this will trigger a big shift. Money moving out of older maybe slower infrastructure plays, and into these new Bi-402 assets.
Okay, the new hotness effect.
Kind of, yeah. Second is a momentum fuel narrative, just the raw, provable on-chain numbers, that 701% volume spike that's like catnip for momentum traders.
Mm-hmm.
They just follow the activity.
Makes sense.
And the third one, cross-sector flows. This might be why the story has legs. It touches on AI, it touches on micropayments, and core web infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
It's pulling interest from lots of different directions, which makes it feel maybe more substantial than just a single theme hype cycle.
Hmm, that intersection is powerful.
But
yeah,
we absolutely have to talk about the risk versus reward here. It's critical. The potential upside, well, integrating into the basic financial plumbing of the internet, that's enormous, obviously.
Right, transformative.
But the risks are just as big.
Such as?
Well, the main technical or maybe structural risk that should probably keep people up at night is the reliance still on a few key players.
Yeah.
Coinbase developed it, for example. If the standard doesn't manage to become truly decentralized or it runs into serious regulatory walls, particularly around using stablecoins as a core web payment method, then all this hype could just evaporate. It's not just does the code work, it's will governments let it work at scale?
Ah, okay. So it's not purely a tech bet. It's also a regulatory and adoption bet. The risk isn't just code failure, but global acceptance failure.
Precisely.
Which brings us nicely to our last section, the learner's monitoring plan. How can you, listening right now, try to sift through the speculation and spot genuine lasting adoption? Our sources actually give a pretty good checklist, better than just watching token prices go up and down.
Yeah, we need to look beyond just market cap. You've got to get focused on, let's call them sophisticated utility metrics.
Okay, like what?
First, track the number of unique smart contract interactions that actually involve Bi-402 payments.
Mm-hmm.
Not just people trading the ecosystem tokens back and forth. Are machines and real users genuinely paying for services with this thing?
Got it. Real usage, not just trading.
Second, keep an eye on major partnership announcements, big web services, AI platforms, but look for the specifics. How will they use it? Are there clear metrics for how usage will translate into value for the protocol or its tokens? Like, if new projects launch using Bi-402, how much of their traffic actually results in token usage? Or maybe token burning. We need to see real economic loops, not just speculative ones.
Right. Does it actually do something beyond price go up? And what about the user side?
Crucial. Watch the user experience and the regulatory signs. Is wallet support becoming smooth and easy? Are the network fees, gas costs, actually low enough to make those tiny sub-penny payments viable in practice? And maybe most importantly, what's the latest on the legal status of stablecoins in key places like the US and Europe? Any serious friction there could just choke off mainstream adoption before it starts.
Makes sense. Friction kills growth.
So if you're trying to form a view on this space, the core idea, the principle, should be framing it around adoption-driving ecosystem value, not just narrative-fueling hype. Those are two very different things.
Good distinction.
A real turning point, a true signal that this is becoming real. It won't be another token doing a 5x pump. It'll be when you see a mainstream, massive platform, something millions use daily, actually roll out an on Bi-402 paywall for their main service or API.
Yeah.
That's the kind of signal to really watch for.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. We've seen how the Bi-402 protocol is taking this clever old HTTP code and using it to weave instant low-friction payments right into the web's fabric, potentially unlocking that whole machine-machine economy we talked about.
Yeah, it tackles that immediate problem of how things pay for other things online. But thinking about it raises a much bigger, maybe more provocative question for you, the listener, to chew on.
Oh, go on.
If payments become truly universal, built in, and almost free, removing that middleman cost you get with subscriptions or app store fees, does that start to erode the need for those huge centralized money gates, like Apple's App Store taking its cut, or AWS sending you a complex bill?
Hmm.
If the payment rail is just part of the web itself, maybe the whole incentive to rely on these proprietary centralized billing systems starts to fade away.
That would be a fundamental shift. It could potentially reshape how value is captured everywhere online, not just in the crypto space.
Exactly. Something to think about as you watch the Bi-402 story unfold.
Definitely food for thought. Until next time, keep digging.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.